Praised be Jesus and Mary. We celebrate today the feast of Our Lady of Loreto, which feast is inseparably tied to the Holy House of Loreto, which gives a luster to that place in Italy, that little town where that little house, the house of the Holy Family, rests. Tradition has it that this holy house, the house of Nazareth, where the Annunciation took place and later where the Holy Family lived, this holy house was actually transported miraculously from the Holy Land, first to Dalmatia and then to Italy. Tradition has it so. Witnesses confirm this, and it will be an interesting sermon to go into it in detail, but we will not for the sake of brevity, although even scientific evidence points to the fact that it is, in fact, a house of the early centuries of the current era from the Holy Land, and which was actually a destination of pilgrims at that time, and that it was transported without being taken apart, somehow all in one piece, from the Holy Land to Italy. Again, that would be an interesting sermon, but we won't go into that today for the sake of brevity. What we will look at, however, today is the fact that our Lord, in becoming man, chose to dwell in a family in a specific place on earth. If you go into this holy house in Loreto, on the high altar are carved, engraved, the words, "Hic verbum caro factum est." It's here that the Word became flesh. So God chose to share this little house of Nazareth with Mary, his mother, with Joseph, his foster father, and it is here where he lived, God who became man. And this leads us then to another thought, an even more beautiful thought, that there's a house that our Lord shared with his family, with all of humanity on earth, but there's also a dwelling that he built for himself and for himself alone, that he didn't share with anybody else. "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord, mighty God," the psalm says. And what is this dwelling place that our Lord built for himself and for himself alone, that he didn't share with anybody else? Well, it is the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, his mother. It's of her that we can truly say, apply those words to her and to her alone, "Hic verbum caro factum est." It is here that the Word has become flesh. So in our devotion to Our Lady, we should never, ever fear that by going to Our Lady or by going through Our Lady, we will ever be deviated from our Lord. It's simply not possible. The more we deepen our devotion to Our Lady, the more we arrive at the heart of Our Lady, the more we find Christ, who dwells there in this tabernacle built for God and for Him alone. St. Maximilian used to say, illustrate this with a beautiful example, if you look for a king, where do you look for him? Inside or outside of his palace? Well, the answer is obvious. You look for a king inside of his palace, deep inside of his palace, in the innermost chambers of his palace. And it is no different with our Lord who dwells in Our Lady. If you want to find our Lord, what do we have to do? We have to go to him through Mary. We have to look for him in that palace that he built for himself, in that dwelling that he built for himself, in that tabernacle that he built for himself, and for himself alone, and where he wants to be found, the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother, the Mother of God. Praised be Jesus and Mary.